Thank you. I'm with Dr. Rooney's sorghum breeding program at Texas A&M, and be talking about how we've been evaluating a chemical male gametocide in the field in sorghum. So we currently have many, several methods for making temporally male sterile panicles for breeding purposes in sorghum. However, we've wanted to try to develop a more efficient method for doing so. So we've been evaluating the chemical trifluoromethane sulfonamide in the greenhouse, and which produces complete male sterile panicles with no phytotoxic effects to the plant and no reduction of female gamete. It needs to be applied prior to flag leaf emergence, and we've noticed that it does disrupt the amino acid profile within the anthers, which we believe is the cause of the sterility. Some potential uses include production of breeding crosses, female line testing prior to sterilization, and if a doe haploid breeding system is going to implement in sorghum, something such as this would be critical. The objective of this study was to evaluate the efficacy within a field condition, because we have not done so prior to this. So we used four dosages similar to those used in the greenhouse and two field environments. Applied it by hand prior to flag leaf emergence, used 3-10 pigmented genotypes, one with a waxy endosperm, and secured pollination bags over the panicles prior to anthesis to prevent contamination of outside pollen, and made test crosses using purple pigmented non-waxy endosperm pollinators, which act as dominant phenotypic markers for evaluation. Picture on the left demonstrates the purple versus tan pigmentation within the lower shoot and root system, and the picture on the right demonstrates a non-waxy versus waxy endosperm potassium iodide starch stain test, with non-waxy endosperm starch being dark and waxy being the light red. The table represents the mean percent self-pollinations for each dosage within each genotype, and the letters indicate significance, 95% confidence level within each row. So, as you can see, application of TFMSA causes a drastic reduction in the percent self-pollinations from 100% with 0 milligram to near 1 with 10 or higher for the most part. There does appear to be a slight genotypic effect, at least in the case of BTX-ARG1, which we believe could be a function of its maturity, because one thing we have noticed is as we increase doses, we get a larger window of a longer period of time this chemical is active within the plant, because after a certain amount of time, it is either degraded or we no longer will observe sterility, which is something that we are going to have to work on. So, in summary, there is a dosage effect where higher doses tend to reduce percent self-pollinations, at least within certain genotypes. And male fertility, we believe, is a function of timing of the application of the chemical and the maturity of the plant. However, it could also be a part of a degradation of the chemical by the plant. But again, we're going to have to do further studies to evaluate those parameters. And application of TFMSA appears effective as a male gametocide in sorghum. With that, thank you for your time, and to everybody in the Sorghum Improvement Lab. We'll be happy to take questions.
Questions? Does it work in other grasses?
We've not evaluated in other grasses, no. So we're not sure.
Do you think that it could be used on a commercial seed production scale, so that instead of plus or minus wouldn't be necessary at all? You could use it, you know, on that kind of level to create hybrid seed?
We're not sure at that point. We have done a small trial with a backpack sprayer this year, and we have seen reduced self-pollinations in that instance, but it's going to take some more trials to figure out the exact dosage we need, or and if we need multiple applications. So it's still going to take more work. It probably should have potential, I believe.
How toxic is it?
That we, there's not really any, I guess we're not really sure, but there's no real major warnings involved with the chemical, so they don't really have any warnings for toxicity. So.
Really good work.
Yeah.